From the ear canal over the brain, and we all fell into the void in Gamehenge. What you didn't know is that had we gone a little bit farther and gotten onto the brain, you picture this mass, this huge clump of gray matter that's sitting inside his head with little crevices and everything. Well, far in one of those crevices, deep on a huge lump of brain that's a hill far up in the distance, there lived an ugly man. And they lived up in a tiny shack, a circular little dome house that had a little hot tub extension on the outside of it. And he lived all the way up there, all alone. And this old man had this horrible dog named Harpua. Well, on this particular day, the old man was lounging in the hot tub, and unbeknownst to him, the dog, Harpua, decided to go for a little walk. So he started to walk across the field and down the dirt road, past the pond, out onto the other connecting dirt road, took a left, went about 3 miles out to the paved road, and started walking down, and find himself tumbling down, walking down over these things, finally made the jump over the crevice, onto the ear canal, down the ear canal, over the head, into the hair, down the neck, down the back, down the leg, over the drum riser leg, down the belt thing, up the thing, down underneath everybody's feet, out into the street, takes a left, goes down the street, and starts walking past the liquor store at the corner. Well, the old man didn't know where this dog Harpua was going, but at this point in time, he was walking into Midtown Porchester to look for a little action. So he walked through past the liquor store down Route 120, and he was walking along, and slowly the the buildings started to turn into trees, and the trees had houses in them. First it was apartment buildings, and slowly he realized that he was in the nice section of town. And he walked along, and he was walking along through the nice section of town, and meanwhile, unbeknownst to anyone, inside one of the houses, there sat a young boy. And his name was Jimmy. And on this particular day, Jimmy was sitting in his room with his favorite kitty cat, and they were listening to the radio. They were listening to the classic rock station. And they're listening to the big hit song. Jimmy, as he turned up the volume, he turned around and he looked down at his cat and he said, "I love sitting here listening to the Spin Doctors with my favorite cat." And he looked down and he pet the little cat and he said, "Oh, I love you." Poster Nutbag, and Poster Nutbag suddenly gets up, stretches his back, and decides to go for a little walk. So he walks out the door and across the path, and he's outside, and he starts heading down the lawn, and everything's beautiful, except that he doesn't realize that right around the corner is the evil Harpua. And all of a sudden, as he rounds the corner, comes face to face with Harpua, and Harpua lets an ugly growl out, and he knows that the fight is about to begin. They look at each other. Harpua coils his body into a deadly arch. A hungry drop of saliva drips onto the ground. Storm's gone.
Jimmy?
Yes, Dad?
Jimmy, I have some bad news.
Oh, what is it, Dad?
It's about your campus.
Poster Nutbag?
Your cat died!
Poster is dead.
Poster
is dead. Poster's so dead.
How about a goldfish?
A dog. motion, contemplating rotation as a form of recreation and play. Bye.